First reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 25 to 37, page 853 in the Pew Bible. And behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered right. Do this, and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these 3 do you think proved neighbour to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed mercy to him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Second reading comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 to 8, page 986 in the Pew Bible. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love which you have for all his saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed the whole world. It is bearing fruit and growing so amongst yourselves, from the day you heard and understood the grace of God in, in truth, as you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known of us your love in the Spirit."